This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's that time, as promised, to go to it's the knowledge hub on MUT Radio, whereby we bring Mr. Zulile Maqhi from Library Services. Everything about so he is already here and is joining us live this morning to speak to us. Good morning, Mr. Maqhi. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you, MUT. Good morning, MUT Radio. Nice to be here.
Siyabonga kakhulu. And definitely, this is a feature as Subanayo every Tuesdays around this hour, Snezi, whereby we just give our students and the staff also about anything from the library services.
Sure.
I'd like to give it to you, Mr. Maqhi. What do you have for us to, this morning?
Thank you. So this morning I thought I'll talk about we are a library, right? And the library is about books.
Yes.
and books carry knowledge. We spend a lot of time talking. Eventually we capture what we know in books, and that allows us to, you know, to share and exchange. I mean, two interesting books. Well, the issue is at this start of the year, I've been talking to students, and one of the big issues always at MUT is collaboration. So it's not easy to lift yourself up from your comfort zone and be sort of forced to work in a group with others. So collaboration is can be a challenge. Now, so if you enjoy to read, we're trying to encourage our students as well to seek knowledge elsewhere. I mean, as much as yes, we'll get knowledge from your friends, from your lecturers, but also you should be able to read. Now, two interesting books that have something to say about collaboration is there's a book called Sapiens by Harari Yuval. I mean, it's from Israel. So he talks about that as human beings, cooperation is something that we have to learn. So generally, we are all selfish in a way. So we all look after our own. It is when we are under pressure, when we are trying to survive, that we suddenly start sharing, you know. So the book covers a lot of issues about how we came to be as human beings. But that's an interesting one to say that cooperation is something that we have to use culture, we have to use rules, we have to accept boundaries so that we reach out and we help others. Also, we agree to be helped. So this is the first interesting one for me. Then there's a book called Groups. It's published in 1999, I mean, by Napier Geschefeld. I mean, we have a copy in the library. Now, this is a good one about this one. Now, the very interesting things that she talks about in this book is that as individuals, we are selective in what we pay attention to. So we decide whom to listen to. So if I don't like this person, if I have a stereotype, if I say these kinds of people always lie, I would ignore them. So if you find yourself in a group, I think that's one challenge that you need to overcome to say, look, it's not about you. People are different. So give them space so that you allow them to be, you allow them to participate. I think so. But knowing that as you walk in as an individual, there are things that you like and things that you like. And what you like and not like may not be the same as everyone else. So,
yeah.
So that's interesting. The other one is that it's called the halo effect. Now, the halo effect says that I only listen to people I like. So if I don't like you, I'm not going to listen. I listen to my friends. Also, it becomes a problem because people get themselves into groups. And when they're in those groups, they are not really friends. I mean, with those people, they have to complete a task. So it becomes a challenge then to say, how then do I overcome this halo effect? Look, the idea is that if you do feel that way, you are not on your own, but it is a problem that you need to learn to overcome. And the last interesting issue around groups is that when we're in groups, as much as I'm in this group, there's always another group that is, well, it's called a reference group. So now that is a group where I always try to impress. So if I'm in this group and I'm asked to dance, I worry more about what my friends are. So my friends are not in this group, but I am refusing to participate in this group because I think about my reference group to say how they're going to respond to this. So I'm just highlighting that with reading and knowledge, so you can learn to appreciate yourself better and also be able to collaborate more, learn a little bit more about yourself and others, and be able to use those skills, having done that on yourself. I mean, especially because at MUT, as much as we ask our students to work in groups, we don't really teach them how to do it. So, and there are books. I mean, this one by Gerfeld is an interesting one that our students can explore.
Wow. Very interesting. And I like that you speak about something that they are also part of. And as you were saying, Muti, we always advise to study in groups or like in groups, but no one really teachers, I think we once had a conversation around this, Nezi, where we were school groups, but how do we then come together in those terms? So you're saying these books can actually be the guidance of how you navigate through AMAC groups?
No, definitely. I mean, we say as librarians that ideas cannot be deleted. The reason why is that as soon as something is in a book, yes, of course, we might disagree. Yes, of course, it might become not popular, but over time we will learn it. Mm. Yes, yeah. So we all have that responsibility to learn how to become better, you know. So to open up, to embrace new ways of thinking and doing things.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful. How then do we access these books? Do you have them in the library, or is there like a website where we can then access these books?
Yes, yeah. So the one by Harari, it's available online. We have a Peleko platform where you can, you know, log in and access our collections.
Mm.
So we will be posting details of that on our website. Also, I mean, I'll put up a display this morning also for those who come to visit. I mean, the other interesting thing that Harari mentions in his book is knowledge. That's the one thing that really forces us now to collaborate is sharing knowledge. Because when you share knowledge, you don't lose it. So it becomes wider. And the more people are doing the right things, the better we all become. The one by groups, we have a print copy available in our collection as well.
Mm. That is why we call this segment the Knowledge Hub, because this is where you get the most knowledge of everything.
It's very informative.
Nah.
More than anything. I think you get to learn a thing or two that maybe you didn't even know.
Yes, definitely. No. Siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Maxa. I think
this is an MUT Radio podcast.